Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on India's expanding rail infrastructure, the new Pamban Bridge and other milestones. The participants are Jaya Verma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, and Dilip Kumar, Executive Director, Information and Publicity, Railway Board. Moderator is Sonu Sood.
On the auspicious occasion of Ram Navami, Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Pamban Bridge connecting Rameshwaram Island with mainland India. Built at a cost of Rs. 550 crore, this more than 2 kilometer long bridge is India's first vertical lift railway sea bridge and is a significant milestone in Indian Railway's impressive journey on the path of modernization, technological advancement, and becoming future ready. The Prime Minister has outlined so beautifully how this engineering marvel is going to enhance ease of doing business, ease of traveling for lakhs of people in the country. Let's listen to what the Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today on this momentous occasion.
आज देश में बहुत तेजी से मेगा प्रोजेक्ट पर काम हो रहा है तो दुनिया के गिने चुने वर्टिकल लिफ्ट ब्रिज में से एक पंबन ब्रिज का निर्माण पूरा हुआ है। ईस्टर्न और वेस्टर्न फ्रेट कॉरिडोर, डेडिकेटेड फ्रेट कॉरिडोर भी तैयार हो रहे हैं।
एंड नाउ लेट्स लिसन इनटू व्हाट रेलवेज मिनिस्टर अश्विनी वैष्णव सेड एट दिस हिस्टोरिक ओकेजन।
Pamban Bridge is an engineering marvel. It's the first vertical sea bridge in our country. It brings the world's best technology to Tamil Nadu. Pamban Bridge is also a pearl of Tamil culture, muttu of Tamil culture, pearl of Tamil culture. It's a milestone in our dream for becoming a developed nation, Vikasit Bharat.
To discuss this exciting development, we have with us in the studio Mrs. Jaya Verma Sinha. Welcome, ma'am. Begin the discussion, Jayaji. We would like to know from you, this Pamban Bridge, which has been inaugurated, which is being called the first vertical lift railway sea bridge. Can you tell us a little bit about it? What are the special features of this bridge and why is it being considered so important for Indian Railways?
We can begin with a little bit of the historical context. There was a bridge which was constructed on this railway line between the mainland and Rameshwaram Island, and that is the Pamban Bridge, the old Pamban Bridge. This was ready in 1914, and after that it did face a few literally storms, and after which it was closed for a while and then repaired and then restarted. However, since it was such an old bridge and it was in such a condition in a very corrosive environment that it was not becoming very viable to maintain such a bridge. So in 2019, it was decided to replace this bridge, this more than 100-year-old bridge. And the foundation stone was laid by Honorable Prime Minister Modi in 2019. After that, the construction of this new bridge was taken up. It was decided that this new bridge should last another 100 years at least. And it should be capable of taking care of the corrosive environment that it is in. The sea conditions are very rough. So the design was very important and a lot of consideration was given to the design and experts were roped in even from the IITs of Chennai and Mumbai, and some outside consultation was also taken. So a very robust design was prepared so that we have a bridge in place which can take care of the elements which are involved in this region as well as be capable of handling seismic shocks. So this bridge is made out of reinforced stainless steel. It is a very tensile kind of very strong structure. It has deep piles, foundations which have gone in deep into the seabed to give it stability. So there are 333 foundation piles which are there to support the 101 piers which are there for this bridge, this 2 kilometer long bridge. The middle span, which rises vertically to allow passage to the ships in this strait, this channel, that span is longer than 72 meters and it rises vertically about 17 meters. If we just compare how the earlier bridge was, the earlier bridge was a cantilever bridge which opened opened in the middle and it went to the sides and gave passage for the ships to pass in the middle. This was a manual operation. It even today requires about 20, 25 men on either side to manually move the winch and raise the bridge. As compared to that, this electromagnetic lifting mechanism takes one man to operate it and it takes just 5 minutes, all of 5 minutes to rise. It is also very well monitored. It has a lot of mechanisms and monitors placed all along the bridge to measure all kinds of parameters which are critical to its safety and to the safety of the trains operating over it. It's basically a very huge technological marvel, and we are all rightly proud of this.
So, Jayaji, now, can you tell us how challenging was this and what is the main benefit of this bridge for the regional economy and the country's stature as a superpower?
This is a very critical bridge because it connects the Rameshwaram town to the mainland and the rest of the country. So, and Rameshwaram being a very, very important dham, so railways connectivity therefore becomes very, very critical. And since 2022, the old bridge was closed down because of the challenges in its maintenance. Therefore, there was a huge demand to get this connectivity back in place. And as the Honorable Prime Minister has also mentioned in his speech while inaugurating the bridge, that there was a huge demand to ensure that this connectivity is there. Not only is the tourism going to benefit, but the economy of the region is also going to significantly be improved because of this connectivity being restored. It is also a significant feature because it also makes it capable of taking heavier load trains and faster trains. It is capable of being electrified very soon.
And in terms of speed also, it is able to take a much higher speed.
It is built to take trains up to 160 kmph, though it has been opened right now at 78 kmph.
In fact, the government is constantly making efforts to enhance the capacity in the busiest sectors of railways. This week, the Cabinet Committee of Economic Affairs, chaired by the Prime Minister, approved 4 multi-tracking projects of Railway Ministry at the cost of around 18,658 crore rupees. Can you tell us a little bit more about these projects? What is this multi-tracking and what will be achieved in terms of enhancing the railway network of our country?
These are some extremely important projects which are right in the heart of the country. If you see its location, the 4 projects which are going to get multi-laned, either 3rd or 4th line or even 5th and 6th line, are Sambalpur, Jarapada, Jharsuguda, Sason, Kharsia, Naya Raipur and Gondia Balarsha. These are in Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra and Odisha. And it is literally the heart of the country. So any movement from east to west or from north to south has to pass through this region. It is an extremely congested part of the Indian Railway network and it needs a huge augmentation. Apart from the fact that it is a critical network area, it is also the area where we have a huge amount of mineral deposits and a lot of cargo is moving generated in this area, whether it is coal, iron ore, steel, food grain, agri product, cement. Huge industries are in this belt. So to ensure that we have seamless connectivity for both the cargo and the passengers, these regions, these track sections are extremely critical to be augmented.
And this will also reduce dependency on road freight. How is that an advantage?
As we know that the rail transportation vis-a-vis road transportation is a very green solution, relatively green solution. The carbon emission or the carbon dioxide emission of transportation by rail is 10 times better than by road. And therefore, it is a part of the government's strategy to ensure that we have enough capacity in the railways to carry the cargo and passengers which are required and ensure that we meet our net zero targets.
And joining in the discussion directly from Rameshwaram, Dilipji, you are in the scene of action Rameshwaram right now. Can you tell us what was the atmosphere and what is the major takeaway for the entire nation?
Honorable Prime Minister flagged up the new train also today from Pamban to Rameshwaram to Chennai, and he also dedicated this new Pamban bridge to the nation. Here in Rameshwaram, the entire environment is quite festive. Thousands of the people came during the inauguration as well as to hear the speech. speech delivered by the Honorable Prime Minister. And as usual, he focused on the development of the country, stating that Rameshwaram is a very important place for all the Indians. And he also focused that some of the major bridges have been constructed recently, which is world-class bridges, and it is giving a new dimension to the Indian technology and our capability of constructing big projects, big bridges, and new railway lines.
Do you see direct economic benefit coming there and people excited about it?
Rail connectivity getting restored again. Now the economic activities in the Rameshwaram area will get a boost, especially the local economy, because thousands of the people come here daily. The people who are coming from far, where they were facing a little bit difficulty because the train was coming only up to the Mandapam, they were forced to come to Rameshwaram by road. The number of the tourists and the pilgrims have come down in last 2 years. But now with the opening of the new railway bridge and starting of a new train, everybody is expecting that number of tourists will go up, and daily more than 50% increase will be there in the number of the tourists in Rameshwaram.
Dilip Ji, thank you so much for joining in the discussion and giving us such valuable information from the ground. Jayaji, coming back to you, we were talking about, you know, the relentless efforts of government to enhance capacity, modernize capacity in railways. In that context, can you tell us a little bit more about the way the production of coaches, the production of wagons, production of locomotives has gone up in the last decade?
Focus is on an overall development in every sector, whether it is increasing the track lengths or the locomotives, wagons and coaches, which are responsible for transportation of cargo and passengers. So if we look at the locomotives, in the last financial year, Indian Railways has manufactured 1,681 locomotives, which is 19% more than last year. And this is a growth, a phenomenal growth. It's almost a doubling of the kind of locomotives which were manufactured earlier. Around 900 used to be the regular average, or 1,000 max. So there is a quantum jump in the production of locomotives. Similarly, in terms of wagons also, there has been an 11% growth only over last year, and nearly 42,000 wagons have been manufactured in the country, which is much more than the kind of average of roughly 13,000 to 15,000, which used to be the manufacturing capacity of the country. Similarly, if we look at the coaches, there has been an increase by 9% the production. We have produced 7,134 coaches last financial year, which is again a doubling of the capacity which used to be there decades ago. And we should also see that the kind of coaches which have been manufactured, 70% or more than 70% are non-AC coaches. So the focus is on ensuring that it is the masses who get an affordable means of transport, and the shortage of coaches is therefore met with. And the way the manufacturing is being augmented in the country of all these assets, including the Vande Bharat trains, the capacity of the country to one day be able to meet our domestic requirements and as well as offer things for export at a very competitive price to the world.
Jayaji, you were talking a little while ago about the sustainability of railways compared to, let's say, road travel, and that there is a lot of effort that the cargo movement in the country should, from production centers to the consumption centers, it shift from road to rail as far as possible. Is it more cost-effective method? What are the various specific benefits?
Yes, if we would like to just understand the benefit of moving cargo by rail vis-a-vis road, if we just see the four projects that we were talking about, the multi-laning projects, it is estimated that it will introduce an additional cargo to rail of roughly 88 million tons per annum. And this additional movement is going to reduce the oil import bill by 95 crore liters. And similarly, if you convert it in terms of carbon emissions, 477 crore kg carbon dioxide emission is likely to be reduced, which is equivalent to planting 19 crore trees. So that is the kind of impact the cargo movement by rail brings to the world, not just the country.
So Jayaji, thank you so much for this comprehensive discussion in the context of the opening of this engineering marvel, which we are all so proud of, the new Pamban Bridge. The kind of strides which the entire railways sector is making all through the country and making our lives easy, throwing light on all the aspects, for that, really very thankful to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
You were listening to a discussion on India's expanding rail infrastructure, the new Pamban Bridge, and other milestones. The participants were Jaya Verma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, and Dilip Kumar, Executive Director, Information and Publicity, Railway Board. Moderator was Sonu Sood. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.